It is important for agencies to collect member-specific data on mental wellness trends to train members at all levels on the dynamics that exist and, most importantly, to create systemic change in the organization that addresses the specific challenges their members face. Departments should collect qualitative data from their members, utilizing validated tools that assess for suicide risk, PTSD, depression, anxiety, and harmful use of substances. Departments may also wish to collect qualitative data on the specific barriers that prevent first responders from reaching out for help and the behavioral health needs of first responders and their family members. The Second Alarm Project provides support to agencies as they develop their BHAPs. Our team can assist you in determining which data you should collect and how to utilize those data to help your members. This sample quantitative data collected from 140 first responders shows that 15% of responders in this data sample answered questions in a manner that indicates a provisional diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder based on symptoms reported within the last month. These rates are significantly higher than the general population. According to the American Psychiatric Association, PTSD affects approximately 3.5% of U.S. adults every year in the general population. Collecting, analyzing, and utilizing these data can help leadership target specific areas of concern for their agency among their members. These statements represent some of the qualitative data collected from first responders regarding why they and other first responders often do not reach out for behavioral health clinical services when needed. By collecting and analyzing qualitative data, agency leaders can see some contextual information about members' experiences, fears, and viewpoints. These data are essential to the qualitative data, so that leaders may see the bigger picture and understand the intricacies that first responders have expressed. One of the reasons that first responders refuse mental health services is for fear of being red flagged for firearms, thus losing their jobs and/or firearms. First responders fear being judged by mental health professionals that do not understand what our jobs are like. The mental health field is viewed as being tightly involved with liberal political activism, which has a history of being anti-police. Those that have sought help viewed it as a waste of time. I sought help after spending a few years in a child sex crime unit. The counselor halted our visit on day one because she could not handle what I was talking about. First responders are not trusting of the mental health industry. The risk of seeking mental health services is considered higher than the risk of poor mental wellness. As a leader, it is important to ask yourself and your leadership team these questions. What does the data tell you? What type of issues is your organization facing? Are these issues unique to you, or is this a problem that is common among many first responders? What kind of culture does your department have, and how can you as a leader change this culture? Who can start to break down the stigma? Who do you need as your internal mouthpiece or spokesperson? What other entities within your agency, union, human resources, and leaders within your municipality can assist you with finding solutions to these problems? Finally, identifying your top three priorities as a leader regarding mental wellness. Once you identify your specific priorities, you can utilize these properties to guide you in the rest of your decisions as you plan and implement your behavioral health access program. While your specific mental wellness goals may vary from the list here, often we can find commonality within. For example, if your top priority is to increase longevity and reduce turnover, you can do this by reducing the stigma surrounding mental wellness. Families and retirees often serve a vital role in this area. The family is typically more tuned into the changes seen within your members, and the retirees may offer a unique perspective. Also, ensuring the wellness of retirees and family members will enhance your membership's well-being by default. Does your mental wellness goals include preserving the force, enhancing mission readiness, Understanding what goals are the most important to you will enable your organization to focus in on the priorities that will impact your members the most and produce the best possible outcomes. It is essential to compile an overview of your system and the resources that will fit within it. Specific factors that may apply to you and your agencies are unique and do not apply universally. Does your area have a rich pool of well-informed and culturally competent clinicians? Or is it difficult to find mental health providers with a background in the first responder community? Do you employ an Employee Assistance Program, or EAP for short? And if so, what are the program specifics? For example, how many visits do your members get? How are the providers chosen? What type of specialty focus areas are available and missing when searching for providers? And what other services does that company offer? For instance, family support, financial support, substance use, and marriage counseling. What are the needs of your specific demographic? Is your agency condensed in a small area, or are your responders spread throughout a large county? Is your community rural, urban, suburban, or a combination? Do you have a budget to implement a robust BHAP, or will you need to find means to operate within a tighter budget? How will this program be sustainable? Who will oversee this program? In many cases, the health and safety officer will oversee the overall program and assign each portion to someone else. Do you have the backing of your agency? How will you present this program? And what will they need to see regarding benefits to their organization? Lastly, as this initiative grows, an ever-growing amount of data is produced with it. As we discussed previously, collecting member-specific data is critical. Additionally, the Second Alarm Project and UCF Restores are two valuable organizations that provide additional resources and evidence-based, data-driven information on BHAPs for first responder organizations.